Good morning. A deep trough of low pressure for this time of year remains entrenched over the Great Lakes and really the whole eastern part of the country. Spokes of energy rotating through this trough, providing us with opportunities for showers and thunderstorms. The latest round of energy is now moving through the Great Lakes and into portions of the Ohio Valley, already touching off some rain showers and thunderstorms in parts of Pennsylvania and central and western New York. Some of this activity will spread to the north and east and into our region, so scattered showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast as we get into the afternoon hours especially. Parts of the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills could see some wet weather as early as this morning. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side, especially if we get some sunshine out ahead of this disturbance. High temperatures today will be right around 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, we'll stick with the clouds and areas of fog, still some scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with lows back into the 60s. The next disturbance will pivot through tomorrow with an increased chance of showers and thunderstorms even during the morning, but especially in the afternoon. And some of these storms could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and highs in the upper 70s. Still one last batch of energy to push through on Thursday with a small risk of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds as we start a drying trend and highs back into the upper 70s. This will set us up for a beautiful day on Friday as we begin to see a ridge replace the trough of low pressure, and we'll have mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. A little bit of energy pushing through that ridge on the 4th of July will increase the risk of a thunderstorm, but still mainly dry, with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s and staying in the lower to mid 80s Sunday and Monday as we head into the latter portion of the holiday weekend and early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the Ohio Valley, the Deep South, and the Mid-Atlantic region. The greatest concentration of convection today is expected across the Mid-South and Tennessee Valley areas along a weak front. South of this boundary, over the lower Mississippi Valley, lies a richly buoyant air mass, high water content as well. Moderate mid-level winds in this area should foster several multi-cell clusters with damaging winds and sporadic hail as the primary hazards. In the Ohio Valley, cold temperatures aloft and 30 knots of effective shear should support multi-cells and supercell structures with severe hail and wind risks. And in the Mid-Atlantic, low-level moisture along with robust daytime heating will occur south of a stationary front, expected to lie near the Mason-Dixon line. Scattered storms should develop during the afternoon, and 30 to 40 knots of shear might support a few supercells, but the overall thermodynamic setup suggests that these will remain weak. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Old Crow Airport in Canada at 3 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Castlegar Airport in Canada at 9:50 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies in 43 degrees with a northwest wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 10 miles visibility in light fog, 58 degrees. The dew point 56, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.98 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 124 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 58. The average temperature, 66, that's 4 degrees below average. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday, 6.63 inches for the month and 15.35 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low 60. The record high 98 set in 1964 and the record low 47 in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m., sunset this evening 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. More showers and thunderstorms around tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon with highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the middle 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the middle to upper 70s. More scattered showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. More scattered showers and thunderstorms around tonight, also areas of fog in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more showers and storms for most of us and highs in the upper 70s. Just a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny and warm with low humidity Friday, lower 80s. A small chance of a thunderstorm for July 4th on Saturday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday and highs in the lower 80s and lower to mid 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.